is the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Listen to the exciting story of the American Community Schools of Athens. Check out what drives all the members of our international community of learners as we create the education of the future. Here's John Papadakis.
As the school year had just ended and the class of 2025 graduates have started their summer roaming, we are reflecting on the year that passed and how it finally transpired. One of the milestones of the year was the annual Alumni Insights event, where our alums come to meet and inspire our students. Today we invite you to listen to a wrap-up discussion after the Alumni Insights, a real talk time travel. In this special gathering, ACS Athens opens its doors every year to a lively lineup of alumni who return not just to reminisce, but to drop truth bombs and life lessons for today's students. Imagine a reunion that doubles as a career compass. That's exactly what unfolded this year. From nerves to nostalgia, these graduates brought their stories, their growth, and their genuine selves to our students. The atmosphere is relaxed but buzzing, a cross-generational dialogue filled with curiosity, laughter, and the occasional gasp of recognition. As alumni shared their stories, a common thread emerged. The journey after high school is anything but predictable. Some pursued well-known career paths only to veer off in entirely new directions, while others embraced uncertainty from the start, guided by passion, gut instinct, or a good old-fashioned leap of faith. The message? There's no single map to success, and that's the beauty of it. The alumni didn't just talk about jobs, they dove into identity, confidence, setbacks, and the unexpected turns that shaped their character. One guest reflected on how what seemed like a failure at the time turned out to be the most important detour of their life. Another spoke about navigating cultural shifts, embracing vulnerability, and learning to trust the process even when the destination was unclear. The stories were honest, layered, and deeply human, a powerful antidote to the pressure many students feel to have it all figured out. What made the session truly electric was the sense of community pulsing beneath the surface. Former students, now professionals, weren't just offering advice, they were building a bridge between the then and the now, between adolescence and adulthood, between wondering and knowing. Their words reminded listeners that life after graduation is not a sprint, but a winding path that includes doubt, discovery, and lots of course corrections. And let's not overlook the unspoken magic of the moment, the way a single story sparked a room full of nods, how one alum's courage gave another permission to open up, or how a senior's eyes lit up with a realization that their dream might actually be possible. These moments aren't scripted, but they are the heartbeat of Alumni Insights. Some of these alums joined us after the Alumni Insights event in the studio to discuss what stayed with them, what inspired them, and what will make them come again. It's an appropriate wrap of the year. This episode isn't just a conversation, it's a celebration of resilience, reinvention, and the incredible journeys that begin when you're still asking, what do I want to be when I grow up? Spoiler alert, the answer might surprise you. What keeps bringing you back? Why you're here today? Some of you, not for the first time, you've been here before to ACS Athens in your capacity as alums, but also in your professional capacity. Who wants to start?
Hi, I'm Marina. I'm Marina Kotinou, class of 2015. I was first invited to join last year and I couldn't make it, but I found it such a great idea to have an alumni inside session, because when I was finishing school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I knew certain kind of career paths that were the most kind of well-known ones, but as I've been entering or kind of growing in my own adult life, I'm seeing so many other alternative non-mainstream pathways in which people can live their life and through which people can work and develop and find kind of their professional passions. And so I think it's such a great idea for seniors to be able to hear from real life adults and understand what they did in their lives and all the potentially changes that they end up experiencing as they kind of work to find what they most enjoy. So I was very happy to be part of this. Yeah.
Excellent. Who's next? Who wants to go next?
My name is Vivian Zotalis. I'm class of 1994. Today's experience was very stressful for me because I don't like speaking in front of people. But I was thinking that I would have liked when I was 17, 18 years old for people to share their experiences. And I think the greatest takeaway from ACS is that you can actually speak your voice and speak it loudly. It allowed me to build confidence to say no to things that were not up to my standards, which is very important. People shouldn't be scared to do what they think is correct and right. And also that whatever you choose is not forever. We change and anything can happen. I started with communications and I'm now also an art professional. So anything you do is for your own benefit. And I'm hoping that these kids graduating and the future generations realize that ACS is a huge weapon to have behind them.
So you said that you don't feel comfortable talking, but now you said so many things.
Okay, so I'll stop talking now.
No. Right. Not
that was my cue.
not in that sense. What would you say to another alum next year to convince him to come to one of these insights?
The same reason that I came. It'll help the kids gain a different perspective from the one thing that they're in front of their eyes right now, which may be the hugest problem that they're going through. And it really isn't. And actually, my conversation after I spoke, I'm much better speaking in a smaller group than in front of people. But there were three or four students that said, oh, my God, I was exactly what you said happening to me now. We ended up saying that I should call their parents and allow them to go to art school if they want to.
Wow.
Anyway, no, it was a beautiful conversation because they were asking questions and I felt like I was really giving back to my school in this way.
Excellent.
I've been back in communicating with ACS again with the different ways. I've had an art show at ACS.
Yeah, we had you, I think, in December in the artist.
No, it was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
What happened, Ms. Livia?
And the spotlight.
And the spotlight, yes. And the spotlight.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, great. Who's next?
My name is Pandora Bethia. Class of 72. And I come back to ACS for the same reason that I go and visit my family. This place here for me is like going and visiting my family. What I got from ACS, I think the most important message was that from my teachers and from the school was that I am not just one thing. I have many facets to myself and that I don't have to do that same thing that I decide to do when I'm 18 for the rest of my life. So again, it's based on freedom of choice and all the other freedoms that are so important for humanity. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next.
Yes, I'm Joanne Macios, class of 79. I think the reason I'm here is in the name ACS. It's because of community. We don't realize how we are connected until we come together. And the conversations that we have often reveal how much we have in common and how little we are alone. And nowadays, especially young people are feeling isolated, are feeling alone, are feeling lost, are feeling there's too much that they need to decide, too many choices they need to make. And that was always the case, but it's becoming more and more so. And I think that coming back and seeing young people and saying, you know what? I turned out okay. Life turned out okay. And it gives them maybe a success story about how things can look for them.
And this is a great point for all parents.
All parents.
Because yeah. This is the main concern. What's going to happen? Oh, my goodness. My son, my daughter wants to go to be an artist. What does that mean? Right? That's a big discussion. And I'm thank you for pointing that out up to now.
And I think that as reason and art are two sides, as you had mentioned, and yeah. They complement each other. I also consider myself an artist, and I am. I write poetry, I write books. Everybody is.
Yeah. We have two sides of the brain.
Yes.
All of us.
They feed off each other.
Great. Great.
Hi, my name is Katerina. I was class of 1996. I think the reason why I keep coming back to ACS is because after 10 years here, you develop a mindset that you don't find among your peers. The ability to think into different languages, to critically analyze, to communicate, to be exposed to a range of different nationalities and languages and people, all of those skills will help you after leaving high school and into life. As I watch my son, who's a senior right now, going through the same process I went through, and people expect you to go through your family, your community, your peers. What are you going to do for the rest of your life? You know, at the age of 15, 16, 17, you cannot decide that.
Who knows at that age?
You can't. And I see my son and his friends kind of going through that same process. And I keep telling him, you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't, because life will take you in so many different directions that you need to be able to feed off of each of the experience and learn how to be resilient in your life. And that's what I wanted to kind of, that's why I came here today and to see his classmates who I haven't seen in a while. But that for me is the most important message that I, as a parent, can give to my son and his peers right now is don't be overwhelmed. Don't stress about it. Chill. Things will fall into place the way they're supposed to.
Maybe that should be the motto of ACS. Chill out. You know, it's going to happen.
It does. It happens. Things have a way of working out for you. Excellent. And you can't see that right now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Yorgos Sahinis. I'm from the class of 1993. I think that right now that the times we're living, I think, are hard and they create obstacles to inspiration. And I really like to contribute in any way I can for young people to be inspired. And I see that this is what you are all doing here, and I want to help you do it. That's why I'm here.
So if we think about your capacity, you mentioned that you were, in the beginning of your speech, that you were working on a theater performance and mm-hmm. you had some mud on your boots. And, you know, what inspires you if you think of your work and how it connects with the school? Because you talked about inspiration. This is quite inspirational.
Yeah. Well, as of right now, what inspires me a lot is water. And I'm involved in it through my engineering degree mm-hmm. and through my engineering work right now. And I'm also involved with it through my artistic practice. Water is a big issue. In Athens, we don't have much water, and it's not raining in the world, mm-hmm. in our world. But this is an obstacle. So water shortage is an obstacle, and you mm-hmm. can turn an obstacle to something that can be really inspirational. But it requires a little bit of strength and a little bit of support, especially at a young age, to realize that regardless anything you hear about what's happening around the world, every obstacle, every difficult thing that you need to face or that the world faces can be a source of inspiration for you to grow. And it's this strength that I really like to help mm-hmm.
Thank
students
you.
Get.
Thank you. And I'm going to finish with this round with that question for everybody. What inspires you? What inspires you in what you do?
I'll start.
Perfect.
I don't know. I think I'm inspired by everything. But for me, like even in my work, in my art, which I don't consider work, it's just the way that I breathe. I'm hoping that I'll be 90 and chasing sunsets to paint until the day that I die. But I think that through my series that I work on usually, it's always about giving back. So art with a cause for me is inspiration. And I think anybody from wherever they come from, whatever kind of profession, if you decide to help other people, I think that's what fulfills me most. Excellent. Like other people or causes or animals or whatever. That's what inspires me.
I think from what I've noticed in myself, the thing that kind of keeps me going is being able to continually have the ability to work on myself. So self-improvement, pushing beyond the boundaries, doing things that kind of feel uncomfortable but actually are not so scary, listening to other people, learning from their experiences, learning from your mistakes, and being able to actively kind of put all that into your head and push forward and make something better from what you had before. So self-improvement and being able to grow and mature and having and being able to appreciate kind of the finer things in life as you get older, quiet time, a nice vacation, a nice sunset, like Vivian said. These things are important in order to be able to kind of go through life gracefully and being able to put everything out there and give the best version of yourself to the others around you.
Great, great.
I would say it's probably meaningful moments of connection, whether that is with yourself, kind of moments of reflection, moments of realization when you're able to really connect with your authentic self, or moments of connection with others, whether that is in kind of fun spaces and in fun settings, or whether that is through a common mission that you're engaging in, through, you know, seeing someone doing something that ends up inspiring you. For me, it's having those really, really meaningful moments with mm-hmm. others mm-hmm. and with yourself that inspires me the
great,
most.
Great. Thanks.
Well, for me, my inspiration comes from the universe, and the universe entails all of the things that you just talked about. And also the fact that we can grow and develop, either we're a plant or we're an animal or we're a human, and that we can improve, we can realize. There's a big difference between knowledge, realization, and wisdom. And so I think that for me, it's the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like I'm inspired by everything, and you can find inspiration in anything. For me, it's the wonder of how freedom requires discipline, how connecting with others requires you to be okay with yourself, how to love people, you also have to have a little bit of what you don't like about people inside you. So this duality, the dark and the light, life and death, day and night. I don't know. To me, it's like we're riding this cusp, and through the interplay of those opposites, you move forward. I don't know. That sounded maybe philosophical, but I also loved philosophy. There's no end to the things that you can do to inspire yourself or discover to inspire yourself.
Great. Thank you so much for stopping by at the studio. This is the first group. We'll have a second group coming up. Please come back again. Please return and share your wisdom and you share your expertise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your personality shines when you talk to kids, when you talk to students. And believe me when I say that you tell them one word, they understand 10 and they do 20. So it's a very meaningful thing what you do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
you. You are listening to the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens.
My name is Aristotle Panagiotopoulos. I'm a class of 98. The reason why I came is because I consider ACS my home. I spent 12 years here, so I kind of actually feel weird when I come to the front gate and they stop me. I feel I should have free access to just walk in again.
You should have your student card.
I should, right? We have the alumni card now, so that really helps.
Ah, there you go.
It gives us a little bit easier access. My daughter goes here. So yeah, I think I consider it home. Actually, I had the very the disadvantage of when I graduated. I had a very embarrassing award of having perfect attendance over my 12 years. So,
so we should have some kind of a display in front of the administration, you know, the perfect attendance, you know, class.
I didn't even know I was receiving that award until like they called my name, and I was quite embarrassed in front of all my seniors that I had perfect attendance. So, yeah, I do feel like ACS is a home of mine. My daughter goes here too. My wife is actually a teacher here as well. So that's the reason why I come, is because I feel like I'm part of the family, and I think it's very important to be part of all the children's lives here, especially the seniors. I think they have to make a lot of tough decisions to make, and what I try to do is sort of make their life a little bit easier by trying to calm them as much as I can.
Anything interesting that you heard today, either from the students or from your peers, the other alums?
You know, I wouldn't say it's interesting, but it's sort of a common thought of like the stress they have in their voice when they come and ask you questions regarding what career path I took personally and what it took for us to get there. And what I always try to do is sort of reverse the questions and sort of question them as far as why they're making the choices they're making, and making sure that they understand that that's really what they want to do. Sometimes I think they don't reflect upon themselves to think about why they're making the choice at this point. They're just sort of focused on how it is that they're going to achieve whatever they have in their mind at that moment. So I try to sort of reverse the process a little bit and sort of making sure that they know that they really want to choose the path they're going forward, and being realistic as far as what that path might be. For example, in medicine, it's a very long path, and I try to address that with them, because I think at this age, they don't really understand what it means to start making a living in your 30s. If you do enter medicine, and that's hard to understand at age of like 16, 17, 18. So make sure that they understand what the process is, and then sort of try to guide them as much as I can. Part of my later career path was being a professor in a medical school in the United States. So I had to deal with a lot of young adults. And yeah, even at that point, I had to sort of address the choices that they want to make and guide them through it. And again, question, is this really the choice you want to make? And figure out, you know, and being honest about what it entails. So,
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Jenna Zafropoulos, class of 2009. I've been at ACS. I had been in ACS only for 3 years. Before that, I was in Greek public schools. So I was very amazed at the exposure that I got at a different educational system here. And not to speak ill of the Greek educational system, but here is where I actually learned how to write an essay. And that's to speak to the respect and care that every professor takes with every single student. So this is why I keep coming back to ACS, because it's so individualized and it cares, deeply cares about its students.
But today you didn't come as a student. You came as an alum to talk to students.
I did.
So what prompted you? Unless Ms. Kabavia is so persuasive.
It's partially that.
Partial.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I came back because this is an environment. First of all, I like going back to a place where I felt safe to evolve and grow. And so I wanted to keep coming back. So like I want to see how it's growing itself. I wanted to impart what I had learned in my life with the younger people, and also like see the younger people and see the people that are coming out of the school. And they all seemed to me extremely nice. And that's what I experienced when I came to the school. Nice people welcoming me here. Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi, my name is John Lambertes, and I'm not an alumni, but I am the parent of two boys, so I guess I'm class of 2027 and 2032. So I came here today to support the global initiative, and very much, as it has already been said, to help these seniors understand that they certainly don't have to have it all figured out at the age of 16 or 17. And when I was younger, I did not get that support. I mean, people were asking me, you know, fill out a form. What profession do you want to be? And I picked engineering because I was good at math, you know, and I was an engineer for about 2 seconds. And then I moved into, you know, a lot of different things. So the support that kids get here at this school is absolutely amazing. And I just enjoy being a part of that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Margarita Paschali. I'm class of 93. The reason I came today is because I think it's very important for kids to know that there is no bad decision they can make. That every decision they make, every differentiation they do in their lives leads to a new path that is the final thing that they're going to do, and it's going to be fulfilling for them. The only thing they have to do is to believe in themselves and trust their heart and their choices. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be very useful if parents would be here as well, because the big part of decision making is parents. So,
well, again, this information that was shared today is going to be shared with the mm-hmm. community. So the parents have the opportunity to see some of it at least. And they're definitely going to listen to what we're recording today. So this is another way of, communcommunicating with them.
And if kids are stressed, parents are stressed times 10. So it would be really soothing for them
too. The issue is that do the kids understand this?
No way. No.
So it's our job to make sure that first the kids understand what they're supposed to understand and the parents are not as stressed. Okay, it's a tough job. So Ms. Kabavia, you were one member of the team that organized today's event with students, a lot of students, a lot of pizzas I saw yesterday. So tell me what you saw. Tell me what you expected and what you actually saw.
This is the third year in a row that we're having our annual Alumni Insight. And it started with the idea of us observing the Academy students and how fast this world is in a fast pace. Everything is going fast. And they're not living the experience. They're not meeting people. They're not building relationships because everything is so fast. And we bring these wonderful people that inspire us, inspire me, and the students and each other to share their experience, that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to know. It's okay to be stressed. But we can take a step back and listen to each other. That's all we need to do, just listen to each other. And this is what ACS Athens is offering the students, is we listen to them, we observe them, and we bring people to share their journey, and maybe they can, inspire them in a way like today. There was a panel of alumni. There were more women. For the first time, I saw women in a power position. That's wonderful. I just realized that. It's wonderful I have the men with me because they're very supportive. But it shows something. If you go into politics, you don't see many women in power positions or in shipping companies,
or
do
engineering.
You? Or engineering. Or right. Maybe the doctors are better. I'm not sure.
Well, we have to do a survey at some point.
I can tell you, at least in the pediatric world that I am in, the majority are women.
Well, that's wonderful.
I am the minority.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And in schools. The majority are women, which is, again, something that needs to be worked on. Mm-hmm. But you make a great point, Lydia. And, in circling back to the last question of this particular circle, what inspires you? What inspires you the same way that we are trying to inspire the students, the same way that you are inspiring as alums the school community? What inspires you in what you do?
I can start. What inspires me are children. So as a pediatrician, as a father, I think children, in particular, the innocence of their thought is what inspires me. I think as we grow older and we see it in the students today, the lives get complicated and it complicates their thoughts. And
do you have opportunities to see their thought as a doctor?
All the time. That's why I'm a pediatrician. I cannot handle adults. I would not be able to handle adult patients. Adult patients are not truthful with what they say usually. Kids are very, very honest. They're in pain, they'll tell you they're in pain. They're not in pain, they'll tell you I'm not in pain. So
minimal filter.
Correct. And they'll be very honest and they won't guide you awkwardly. They always say, what a hard job it is to be a pediatrician because, how can you get information from a child? But I think you get more information, truthful information from a child. So their innocence and as I grow older, I try to sort of look back and be like, what is my real wants in life and my real thoughts in life, and not sort of complicate them with the thoughts that we have, whether it's going to be financial, economic, political, all that stuff, that as we grow older, we sort of, shades our thoughts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great.
First of all, I attended acting school in New York, and what I learned...
Oh, that's unfair now.
In one of my classes, we talked about breathing a lot, mm-hmm. because that helps an actor to calm down and also to find all different areas of where the voice can stem from. But the word inspire, what was interesting to me, is means to breathe in, the same as when you expire, you pass away. So when you breathe in, that's where all the inspiration comes from. And for me, what inspires me, what gives me new breath every day, is my twin sister. So we've shared everything with my twin sister. And for the past years, we've been separated because of school, et cetera. She lives in New York. I came back. But for me, to be able to be that level of naked, raw love with a person, that for me is... So I would say love in every shape and form, mm-hmm. as long as it makes you always delve deep and find this endless, boundless fountain of being authentic and yourself. That's it for me, love in its raw form.
That's great.
That's for me.
That's great.
So what inspires me would be equal parts, my children and my father. My father, who's very old, very wise man, and he's just very inspirational, right? I've learned so much from him over the years. So I just continue to find inspiration in him every day. And then my kids, because as you mentioned, they're so honest, right? They have no filter. They're you know, sometimes they're not politically correct. The truth is the truth is the truth. And, you know, I try and instill that in them that they can always tell me the truth. They don't have to, they don't need to whitewash it. They don't need to soften it. Just tell me the truth. And so I gain inspiration from them because they do that. And they're just completely honest. And because I see how smart they're becoming, and one of my kids is in high school, so he's a young man now. And as I see that, I gain inspiration from
them. So I assume that you're speaking about inspiration in both a personal and a professional level.
Yes,
because definitely. Your personal affects your professional.
Yeah, I think the professional part of it is just their kids are expensive, and so they inspire me to do well that's professionally.
That's an inspiration by itself.
Because my kids talking about wanting to go to MIT and this, that, and another, I'm like, oh, you better be inspired and get to work.
So don't forget to inspire in the morning.
That's right,
John. Okay, all right.
What inspires me is diversity of people, how unique each person is, how you can work with everyone and find different sources of behaviors and attitudes. And I think that's what directed me to what I'm doing right now, and actually having as a goal to help people and try solve problems and make life easier, happier, more inspiring for everyone.
Excellent. Ms. Lydia, you're the last inspiration.
I think I'm lucky to be a part of the ACS Athens community because I'm inspired by the people I meet every day because everybody's different. But at the same time, we're all the same because we share ACS Athens. And we're here because the students inspire us to give back to them. So I tell my students that giving is a form of art. So it comes in many ways. I gain a lot of just listening to them. They inspire me. A smile inspires me. Today I was so happy when the junior came and she said, look, I see ladies. And she even told me, let's discuss about an internship. So for me, that was a great inspiration because it made this girl smile, talk, and get out of her comfort zone. So if we can help our students get out of the comfort zone and speak their minds, I'm inspired with this whole process.
Great. Well, the only thing I need to say is that everybody's different. Everybody has its own values and its own strengths. The point is for everybody to be and feel valued. So the most ways that we can find to make them feel valued, the more I think they understand and they hope to come back and give back to the school that gave them that feeling. Thank you all so much for stopping by, and we wait to see you again soon. Yeah. Don't Thank forget you. To come in through the door, and we're going to have your student card to come in without any checking.
No, Thank you have you so your much. Global ID. Thank
yeah, you. There you go.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Make sure you subscribe to the Owlcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. This has been a production of the ACS Athens Media Studio.